This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Ourselves abstaining from that sin, it becomes an act of worship. Abstention from prohibition is an act of worship. It pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I were to stay away from adultery, from gambling, from smoking, from drugs, from various other sins, it would automatically be an act of worship and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the further I engage in these items, the more distant I become from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah made us, and Allah knows that we will be living in environments that may not be Islamic. We will be living in an environment perhaps where sin will be so easy to commit. We will be living in an environment where perhaps it will not be so simple to come to the masjid unless you have a lot of willpower and a lot of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that to abstain from haram will be a challenge. Allah knows that we will be living across the entire globe, Muslim lands, non-Muslim lands, and so on. He knows that you and I will exist and are existing, and He knows who is to come after us. So He has set a plan, and that plan is in order to help us pull through in a way that we earn Jannah. May Allah grant us Jannah. Ameen. What is this beautiful plan? Part of it is to give us a gift known as Ramadan. Amazing. And this Ramadan is such that wallahi, the timing of it is absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect. Imagine if throughout the globe, everyone had to have Ramadan at exactly the same time in the Gregorian year, which means, say for example, now we have June and July. Throughout the life of an individual where you are living, it's always in June and July. It won't be fair, because sometimes you will have a cold fast, sometimes a fast in the heat, sometimes a long one, sometimes a short one. The people in the UK are literally struggling at the moment, achieving a greater reward for their dedication for fasting 18 to 20 hours right now, but they will be smiling all the way when their fast is only about 6 to 8 hours. Sometime 30 years down the line perhaps. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. Look at how fair Allah is. Look at how balanced He is. So you will taste a long fast, a short fast, one in summer, one in winter, and it keeps on moving 10 days up every single year. That is the disparity between the lunar and the solar calendars. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us understand His justice. Similarly, can you imagine a Ramadan that happened to have been less than 30 days, 29 days? Less. Say Ramadan was 1 week. Just as we are rolling in and warming up, it's over. We would not achieve the proper spirituality. Allah knows that you need one whole month out of the 12 months. You need the entire month. Imagine if Ramadan was longer than a month, perhaps we would lose focus, because you know it climaxes round the end amazingly, 21, 23, 25, 27, and we are climaxed right at the top. It's at the end the masajid get even more packed. Do you agree? Subhanallah, that's the power of Allah. But if we had 2 months, one wonders, perhaps a month later people would start losing focus, and one wonders whether that dedication to the Quran would actually be there. Amazing, you have 30 juz of the Quran and you have 29 to 30 days of Ramadan. Amazing how Allah has married all this, matched it in such a beautiful way for us who are His worshippers.